Hey, good morning. It's 12:22 p.m. on Saturday, March the 27th, 2021. I'm not even going to pretend. It's always morning somewhere. It wasn't morning when I left the house here, but I'm still walking because, I need to walk. Let's start with that. And the morning got away from me again. I've been using the morning get away from me excuse too often. So, hi. It's always morning somewhere. Hello to my global audience. Maybe it's morning when you're listening to this, wherever you are. So, it's a beautiful sunny... Well, it's not sunny, and it's not... It's a little chilly, actually. It's 50 degrees, but there's a good breeze. It's partly cloudy. There's a lot of blue sky. I'm getting a lot of sun in my face right now. It's beautiful. Because I should have put on a windbreaker. I didn't. I'm regretting several of my life choices at this point, but I'm particularly regretting the life choice that said, oh, you could do it without a windbreaker today. It's fine. I'm fine. It's fine. I should just put the hood back on my hoodie because I'm building up enough heat inside. It's still nippy on my fingers, but what the hell. So, yesterday was a mess. Day before wasn't much better. Distractibility is at, well, you know the thing about turning it up to 11? I think my distractibility is up to 1100 at this point. Keeping any kind of coherent thought running for more than, what was I saying? 40 seconds. So I need to get back to the walking. I need to get back to the zen of being in the moment, of not being quite so distractible, not looking at every new notification that comes up. I've been really active in the ConvertKit community, which is at once fun and, in a certain sense, gratifying. In another sense, it's well, a little bit time-consuming and distracting. It's the distraction that's the problem. However, 2K a day. Last month I made up 3 of the missing days from January. I'm already up 4 days for March. So if I manage to maintain it for their next 4 days. 4 days? Counting today, yeah. If I manage to keep it for the next 4 days, then I'll be a week. I'll have taken care of that first week in January where I didn't write anything. So yay. Yay me. I talked to the people at Dizzy Dragons. I talked to my friends, the Dizzy Dragons, and nobody's got it in them to do Novel-rama this year. We're all pretty much rama'd out. We're trying to focus on the important work of getting our words out, getting our books published. Most of them have pen names that they're writing other genres in at this point. And I'm still writing under my name in the one genre. In all the genres that I write in. One name in all the genres, not one. Not the one name. Not the one genre. Anyway, words, I has them. I also sound a little breathless this morning because I'm pushing really hard to get back. I had breakfast. It was a long time ago. I want lunch. But I knew if I stopped to have lunch, I wouldn't walk. I've got 1,600 of the 2,000 I need for the day. 400 more words, plus a little. Just to give me a little more cushion. Which is, you know, 400 words is what, 20 minutes? I think it's about 20 minutes. Assuming I don't get distracted again, as soon as I don't get sidetracked again, as soon as I assuming I don't, you know, sit down and look at the screen and then look away. Yeah, 20 minutes should do it. One more good session. For the words has turned into a bit of a grind. I've got to... I have a quest to complete that requires 250 pieces of wood. And you get them at most two at a time. Most of the time it's one at a time. What I'm doing is that I'm stacking up the cheapest monster I can find. They're not really mobs because they're not mobile objects. Which is where the word mob came from, by the way. At least as it applies to gaming. It's a much older word than that. So I've been stacking up cheapies. Xin. X-I-N. They drop one wood. They take 100 words. And they give me like 20 minutes to do 100 words, which is like... Jesus. I clear my throat and it takes 250 words. So, yeah, they go by really quick. I've worked up to, I think, 180 pieces of wood. I still need 250, so... Another 60's in. If I do another 10 this afternoon, that'll take me over 2,000 words. And that's what For the Words is doing for me. It's making me think of it not in terms of 20 minutes. It's making me think in terms of, what do I need to do to accomplish this next short-term goal and get a jolt of endorphins? Yay, I finished this quest. It's one of those quests, it's been in my quest book for weeks, months probably. I got a big one coming, which is, I have to do in a single 4,000 word mob. And my daily goal is 2,000. 1,000 words is really about, because of the stuff that I'm using and my bonuses and such, 4,000 words is really only 3,200 actual words that go into the file. So I have to commit to do 3,200 words someday in order to finish this next mainline quest. It's not going to be today. I only need 400 more words. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow I'll get up and actually start writing first thing. The problem I'm having has to do with running the Arc server again. And getting up in the morning and going to feed the dinosaurs. Because if you don't feed them, they'll starve. And giving them enough food to get them through the night is okay, but it means I need to get on in the morning because they'll have either eaten it or it'll have rotted overnight. I'm finding ways around that. I've discovered that if I put cooked meat in, A, it doesn't rot as quickly. B, I could put in more in a single stack. And while they don't necessarily like it, they won't starve if they eat it. They will eat it. So, yeah, I need to get some other stuff. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. I need to get some preserving salts, I think. That'll extend the life of anything in the same container with it. But for that, I need salt. And the map I'm on doesn't have salt. I can get salt from my blood, but I have to harm myself in order to get it. It might be worth it. I don't need that much. But I have to say that it's one of the problems with ARC is that I'm having a lot of fun. Fun is in short supply. Fun is not something that I usually have a surplus of. Fun is one of those things that I think everybody's a little short of these days. So, yeah, The server is taking up some time because I need to keep everything alive while I'm off. The other way to do that would be to shut the server down when I log off and then start it up again when I want to get back on. But the point of the server is to have things continue while I'm not there. So the crops grow, the dinosaurs grow, the eggs hatch, or the eggs get laid and get collected while I'm not there, which is good and bad. I've forgotten left dinosaur pair breeding overnight and came locking into a bunch of babies that were overwhelming. But I'm breeding super argies. It's one of those sort of game mechanics tasks that I've never mastered in the past. I've put in some mods that have helped me a lot with things that are just too grindy. Afternoon. I think there are six of them that I use. One of them is stack mod, so that I'm not left with hundreds of piles of 20 each. Or even 100 each, which cuts down a lot on the inventory management grind. The beauty of that is not so much having to have 5,000 chests to hold things, as much as it is, I can find things. I can have a half a dozen chests that hold different kinds, different classes of objects. And then when I need something, like a blueprint, I can go to the blueprint chest. I can go to the bookcase in this case. Or I can go to the building materials. Or I can go to the structures. So if I want to build a little house, I can just, you know, go to the structure box and say, okay, I have some walls. I don't have any foundations. I've got a couple pieces of roof. Okay, I can use that. I'll just make a couple more roofs and some foundations, and then I can do my thing and move on. Instead of spending a half an hour walking from chest to chest to chest, trying to find the one that has the kinds of pieces that I want in it. If I were better at inventory management from the get-go, that wouldn't be a problem. I'm no more organized in the game than I am in real life. So, yeah, that probably tells you pretty much everything you need to know. But I'm enjoying it. It is an older game. It is a little clunky. It does have some issues. Single player is fun. I like the single player game too. I think if I got to start another single player game, I'm going to start on a non-story arc. There's a story that goes with arc. And moving from map to map requires you to take the chapters of the story in turn, which involve a lot of stuff that I'm probably never going to do. On the map I'm on the island right at the moment. For those of you who know Ark, I suppose at some point I might very well make it to maybe fighting one of the bosses. I'm not sure how I feel about trying to find and breed 50 Rexes. That seems to be the dino of choice. Well, I have to say I'm having fun. Even if it's grindy, I'm having fun working on my Argies. Argies are big eagle-shaped birds that you get to fly on. They're like Tolkien's The Eagles Are Coming. And the one I'm flying on now is green. There's an interim one that I hatched right around St. Patrick's Day. So, I traded in my starter bird. I took this one because he's the only green one in the flock. It's lime green. Electric green. Call him Leprechaun. So the thing about this, and the reason that I'm talking so much about it, is that playing the game gives me a chance to tell myself stories that I don't necessarily have to tell to anybody else. I could tell stories to me. Like, how do I feel about this grind? How do I feel about having to do these things? How do I feel about saying, oh, screw it, I'm going to organize this and get it taken care of once and for all? How does that translate? What's driving that? How do I feel about it? What's that level of frustration like that pushes me to take an action that I've been fighting for, in some cases, weeks? I wrote a flash fiction yesterday for the Convert Kit writers group. We have story prompts every day. Most of the writers' prompts are not write me a story. But yesterday's was, and normally write me a story prompts go, no. But this one, it's a picture of a back of an old Volkswagen bus, or an old one. And it had a foreign license plate on the back, square, black with white letters. And I'm looking at it, and the notable part of the picture is that you're looking in through the back window of the VW bus, and the guy in the bus is looking out the back window, probably at whoever's taking the picture. And I thought, how did this happen? What is this story? So I spent far too long yesterday trying to find out where this license plate came from. And I recognized the age of the bus, even though, and I knew it was a Volkswagen, even though the logo was blacked out. And I thought, what is this story? That's how I wrote like 100 words, 200 words of short story for it. But those are the kinds of things that, while they don't actually contribute directly to the book, they contribute to my process. And that actually counts. At any rate, you can probably tell I stopped walking because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.